I'm sorry, who?
Seriously.
No. Everybody's happy. We're all busy right now doing other things, but we're a band. We're going to keep making records.
Because, you know, you hear the internet rumors, and obviously you put out a new album, and there's no touring plans and stuff. And then the next thing we hear is you're doing music for the brand-new Bond movie, Casino Royale, and putting out a solo album.
Uh-huh.
And then going to do a solo tour, and you've done a lot of this acoustic stuff that's been showing up on the internet. And mm-hmm. Speculation is speculation. We wanted to get that out of the way. Audio Slave is fine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Now we move on to the matter at hand. How does it feel to be immortalized in Bond folklore?
It's great.
Yeah.
It feels like exactly that, kind of Bond folklore. What I didn't know was that you know, people follow this kind of stuff, and that, you know, there are fans specifically of Bond films and Bond songs, kind of like, you know, you'll have a fan that follows a band for their whole life, and they're just really into it, and they're part of a fan club. Well, this movie franchise has that. And then there are all these statistics. I guess, you know, it's the one time, because I've written songs for movies before, but it's not, you know, you're not part of a list. And it's a funny list, too, if you go over the years, because it's really like ones that I didn't really know about or hear, because it's in later years when I wasn't really following the films. Like, I didn't know Tina Turner did. She did a song that was written by Bono and The Edge for James Bond, and I didn't know that. And Garbage did a great song, which was the movie before last, I think, and I didn't know that. But I did know the Madonna one because she had a cameo in the film, and I thought that song was really extra annoying. I didn't get it. But
yeah, is doing a Bond film song, is that considered a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends, I think, on the song and who you are, I guess. I don't know.
Because you left out Duran Duran in there, too, by the way.
Yeah. I remember that I remember well because of the video, because that was like right when they were like basically helping make MTV something that was relevant internationally. I don't really remember the song. I remember them climbing around on the Eiffel Tower.
The song was called View to a Kill.
Yeah. And I didn't see that movie. I don't even know who James Bond was in that.
Was
that the guy that...
It wasn't George Lazenby. Was it Roger Moore?
I think it might have been that, yeah.
Chris Cornell from Audioslave joining us on The Rock, and he's just done the new song for Casino Royale, the new Bond movie. Who's the new Bond guy? Who's the guy doing it now?
Daniel Craig.
Now, have you
Yeah, I met him, but I was also I was a kind of a fan, actually.
A Daniel Craig fan?
Yeah.
What has he done
before? He was in Munich, which is a film, you know, pretty edgy film about the Olympics. It's
72, I think.
Yeah. But I just thought it was an inspired choice if they do it right. You know, yeah. When I first heard about it, I thought if they do this right and use this guy in a smart way, it'll be fantastic. I also, you know, it had the potential to go horribly wrong, but they didn't do that. By the time, you know, when I went and saw a rough edit of some of the movie, they nailed it. I mean, they used this guy, and he's a real actor. He's a fantastic actor with depth, and it's also not an action film where it's not like, you know, the last Mission Impossible or any of them, you know, where there's things happening that are virtually impossible. Unless you have magical powers, it's not going to happen. This movie's not like that.
It's not a superhero movie.
No, it's not like that. There's no bad, you know, gunfights in outer space. There's no, you know, stuff that's...
You reference Moonraker right there, by the way.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. It's like, you know, some bad guys and a secret agent who does some bad stuff because that's what you do. And there are aspects of it that are, you know, that include what normal human feelings and normal life.
Chris Cornell from Audioslave joining us here on The Rock. You've done a couple of movie things. You've done a solo album, Euphoria Morning. You're doing a follow-up CD to that. Is You Know My Name going to be on that, on the new solo album?
Yeah, probably in more than one version.
Cool.
There's a version that's in the movie that you guys have.
Yep.
And then there's also a version without the orchestra, because that was the last thing we recorded.
Yeah.
And you'll get that. I think it's just being mixed now. And then I'm going to approach it in some other way, too, while I'm making my solo record, just for fun. Because it's really, we really wanted it to be a song that could be a rock song, but also would sound great if someone plays it and sings it on an acoustic guitar or something. And then one day he was just playing it on piano and I sang it. And it's just really, it sounds It sounds good in a lot of other different contexts, and I've been getting into that lately, you know, especially doing acoustic versions of rock songs and of different songs and even cover songs where you just take it somewhere completely different than you would expect and something new comes out of it. I'm kind of doing that a lot lately.
What is it about doing your solo stuff that makes it difficult to do in the confines of bands like Audioslave or your past bands? What is it? What makes a Chris Cornell song something that just couldn't be done in the context of your band?
I don't know. It's something that creeps out. You know, I think Temple of the Dog is a good example of it, where,
sure.
You know, there was one song on that record, I think, that Kim from Soundgarden wished that was in Soundgarden, but the rest of them, he wasn't into it. He didn't care. And I think just for me, every so often something comes out, or it's kind of nose to the grindstone. Like with Audioslave, we just made 3 records in like 4.5 years. And that's really sort of focusing on that band. And it's a band that has come to have a pretty specific feel. And for me, you know, there's a whole lot of other influences I have, and not enough songs or enough time with the band to make that all come out. So it just comes out on my own. And, you know, that's just, it's something that just happens every so often. And, you know, and if the timing's right, it's good to do it. And really, I've also, my life is very different than it was when I was working on my last solo record, in that I'm sober, I have 2 small children, I'm remarried, I have a 6-year-old from a previous marriage, and I'm a dad. I'm a family person, and somehow that has seemed to help me be a prolific songwriter as opposed to get in the way of it. It supports it, and it's great. You know, I write a lot of songs, and I'm enjoying music and doing that as much or more than ever.
After it's all said and done, are you going to be the new restaurateur, the new maven of fine cuisine now? I hear that you're into that. That's your love and your passion.
It's something I like to do, definitely. It's something, you know, I did professionally as a kid before I was out on the road. But it's not, you know, it doesn't touch music. It's really part of being a part of a community, and you know, in Paris, having a restaurant there, it's really neighborhoody. It's an old city. And it's a restaurant that's like kind of right around the corner from our house, and all our friends go to it, and you go there, and it's just kind of, you're part of your neighborhood. And that's the one thing you miss. I mean, you get so many bonuses from being in a band and being able to tour the world as a career, but the thing that you miss is you don't get the family life at home, and you don't get the being a part of your local community, because you're not there. You can check in with it, but you're not really part of it. So this was something that really, you speculate on, God, that would be nice. And it is. It really is. It's great.
Well, Chris, thanks for taking some time out for us here at The Rock. Finally, have you had a chance to check out the new Alice in Chains?
Have you seen Alice in Chains in terms of their...
of seeing them live, the new version,
yeah,
of the band?
No, only in like a commercial spot. I saw the singer singing Alice in Chains songs on the Jerry Cantrell solo tour a few years back with Nickelback, but I haven't seen, you know, with Sean and Mike and all of them together doing it. I haven't seen it. They did come to my restaurant when they were in Paris.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were great, and we sat down and talked for a long time, and it was really great to see them out. It was really great to see them taking, you know, something that ended in a really horrible way, say, you know what, let's go out and let's make, you know, let's write a new chapter and have the guts to do that. I support them 100%.
Chris Cornell, thank you for taking time out with us. I know you've got a lot of stuff you got to get to. You got a brand new solo album coming out. What's the title of the album? Do you have an album title yet?
No, I'm recording it. That's what I have to do today. I have to go make my record today.
Oh, well then go do what you got to do. Thank you very much. You know, my name is the name of the song off of Casino Royale, the new James Bond movie. Of course, Revelations from Audioslave is in stores right now. And if you do a tour, please make it a point to stop through Kansas City for us.
I will do a tour, and we will go through Kansas City. That I can guarantee you.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.